Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, CBT Workbook for Therapists: Essential Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Strategies to Treat Mental Health by Tiffany Loggins PsyD, is a clinically oriented workbook focused on practical applications of cognitive behavioral therapy. Rather than presenting CBT mainly as theory, it is positioned as a usable resource for therapists, counselors, clinicians, and advanced mental health students who need structured interventions for client work. The book centers on the core CBT idea that thoughts, emotions, and behaviors influence one another, and that targeted changes in thinking and action can improve emotional regulation and coping. Its stated emphasis is on retraining unhelpful patterns through exercises, strategies, and therapist-guided practice. The workbook includes an overview of CBT principles and a broad set of exercises intended for issues such as anxiety, anger, maladaptive coping, and other mental health concerns. Its purpose is not to replace professional judgment, but to give practitioners a practical framework for selecting and adapting CBT tools to individual client needs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the CBT triangle as the organizing model for treatment. A central topic of the workbook is the CBT model that links thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. This framework matters because it gives therapists a clear way to explain distress without reducing it to only emotion, only behavior, or only circumstance. In CBT, a client who feels anxious, angry, or discouraged is guided to examine the interpretations and automatic thoughts that accompany those emotions, as well as the actions that may reinforce them. The workbook uses this principle as a foundation for practical intervention. If one part of the triangle changes, the other parts can shift as well. For therapists, this model is useful because it creates a shared language with clients. A problem can be mapped into observable components, which makes treatment more concrete and less abstract. The emphasis on the interrelationship among cognition, emotion, and behavior also supports measurement and review. A therapist can ask what thought appeared, what feeling followed, what action occurred, and what alternative response might be practiced next time. This makes CBT especially compatible with structured sessions and homework-based care. Secondly, a workbook format built around repeatable clinical exercises. The book stands out within the CBT category because it is framed as a workbook rather than a general introduction. Its value lies in translating broad CBT concepts into exercises that can be used repeatedly in clinical practice. The available descriptions emphasize a large collection of strategies and exercises, which suggests a resource designed for selection and adaptation rather than linear reading alone. This format is important for therapists because CBT often depends on practice between sessions. A concept such as identifying automatic thoughts becomes more useful when paired with a worksheet, prompt, reflection task, or behavioral plan. The workbook structure also supports continuity across sessions. A therapist can introduce an exercise, review client responses, refine the skill, and assign a modified version for home practice. This practical orientation helps reduce the gap between knowing CBT principles and applying them with clients who may struggle to identify patterns under stress. The strength of such a format is not novelty of theory, but accessibility, repeatability, and session readiness. It gives clinicians a toolbox that can be integrated into treatment planning while still requiring professional judgment. Thirdly, cognitive restructuring as a method for challenging distorted thinking. Cognitive restructuring is one of the most important CBT strategies reflected in the workbook description. The method focuses on helping clients identify unhelpful thoughts, examine whether those thoughts are accurate or useful, and develop more balanced alternatives. This is not simply positive thinking. In clinical CBT, the goal is to test the logic and evidence behind automatic interpretations, especially when they intensify anxiety, anger, shame, or avoidance. For example, a client may treat a single mistake as proof of total failure or assume that another person is judging them without clear evidence. A therapist using cognitive restructuring helps the client slow down that process, name the pattern, consider alternative explanations, and observe emotional changes that follow. The workbook emphasis on shifting perspective and replacing unhealthy patterns fits this mechanism. Its practical benefit is that it teaches a portable skill clients can learn to catch thoughts in real time and respond with greater flexibility. For therapists, cognitive restructuring also provides a structured way to move from emotional distress to collaborative inquiry without dismissing the client experience. Fourthly, behavioral change through experiments, coping skills, and practice. The workbook also reflects the behavioral side of CBT, which is sometimes overshadowed by its focus on thoughts. In CBT, insight alone is rarely sufficient. Clients often need to test new actions and practice alternative responses. Behavioral experiments, exposure-based tasks, activity scheduling, relaxation strategies, and coping plans can help clients gather new evidence about feared situations or habitual reactions. This is especially relevant when avoidance, withdrawal, anger escalation, or compulsive reassurance keeps a problem active. A therapist may use a behavioral strategy to help a client observe what actually happens when they face a manageable version of a feared task, pause before reacting, or replace an unhealthy coping behavior with a more constructive one. The workbook format supports this because exercises can be assigned, reviewed, and adjusted. The practical reasoning is that behavior creates feedback when clients act differently. They often experience different consequences, which can weaken rigid beliefs. This makes behavioral practice a bridge between session discussion and daily life. It also helps clients see treatment as skill development rather than passive conversation. Lastly, flexible application across anxiety, anger, and varied clinical concerns. Another important topic is the workbook's broad clinical scope. The available material identifies anxiety and anger management among the concerns addressed, while also positioning the book for a variety of mental health issues. This matters because CBT is often used across diagnoses, but it must be tailored rather than applied mechanically. The same underlying model can support different interventions depending on the presenting problem. With anxiety, the therapist may focus on catastrophic predictions, avoidance, exposure, and tolerance of uncertainty. With anger, the work may involve identifying trigger thoughts, physiological cues, impulse control, and alternative responses. With low mood or maladaptive coping, the focus may shift toward activity patterns, self-critical thinking, and problem-solving. The workbook appears designed to help therapists select from multiple strategies, rather than prescribe a single protocol for every client. This flexibility is a strength, but it also defines a limitation. The exercises are tools, not substitutes for assessment, diagnosis, risk management, or therapeutic alliance. Effective use depends on the clinician's ability to match technique to client readiness, cultural context, symptom severity, and treatment goals. In conclusion, CBT Workbook for Therapists is best suited for practicing therapists, counselors, social workers, psychologists, and supervised trainees who already understand basic clinical practice but want more structured CBT materials for sessions and homework. It may also be useful for advanced students who are learning how abstract CBT concepts become concrete interventions. The practical benefit is its emphasis on usable exercises. Therapists can draw from the workbook to help clients identify automatic thoughts, challenge distortions, plan behavior change, and practice coping skills outside the therapy room. Intellectually, the book reinforces the disciplined logic of CBT, in which emotional distress is explored through patterns that can be observed, tested, and modified. Compared with broad CBT textbooks, its likely advantage is accessibility and immediate clinical utility. Compared with self-help CBT books, it is more explicitly oriented toward therapists who need to guide, adapt, and sequence interventions for individual clients. It stands out not because it appears to introduce a new model of therapy, but because it organizes familiar evidence-based CBT principles into a practical workbook format with a broad range of exercises. Readers looking for deep research review, diagnosis-specific protocols, or advanced theoretical debate may need additional sources, but clinicians seeking a flexible CBT toolkit will find its positioning clear and useful. If you would like to support Tiffany Loggins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.